Our next speaker is, and I have to read this, Poulami Chakraborty. Not sure whether I pronounced this correctly.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Poulami, and I am here to present before you my study, which is an ensemble modeling approach for estimation of diffusive tortuosity from soil porosity. So first of all, I would start with why I have chosen this topic, why I am trying to find the diffusive tortuosity and trying to model it. We all know that tortuosity factor takes into account the zigzag pathway with which a solute transports through soil or any porous media. And it is very difficult to measure that zigzag pathway, which leads to the modeling of this tortuosity value. So we started studying tortuosity and we found that there is very few experimental values of tortuosity that is present and has been reported in literature. So first, before going to model the tortuosity, we tried to create a database of the soil tortuosity values. For that, we had to do soil sampling, and we chose two big states in India. I'm from India, and we chose two eastern states from India, and we did 100 soil sampling. We took out intact soil cores from 100 randomly selected place, and the next step was to do the diffusion experiment so that we can get the diffusive tortuosity values. What we did, we took the intact soil core and then we tried to make a sphere out of the soil core. We made the sphere as it is here. We made a sphere and then we wrapped it in a nylon cloth and then we did the batch diffusion experiments. After that, we tried to model the data. We used the fixed second law, analytical solution to the fixed second law of radial diffusion through spherical aggregates. And what we got is a database of 100 effective diffusion coefficient from where we calculated the 100 soil tortuosity values. Having the soil tortuosity values in hand, we found that the tortuosity has been modeled extensively in the literature. And all the model considers porosity values, like the model tortuosity values from porosity of the porous media. And so we chose 7 of those models and we tried to see whether they are able to predict the variation in the soil tortuosity values. These are the models that have been developed both analytically, empirically and experimentally for various porous media other than soils. Most of them are self-created media like packed bed or reactors kind of thing. So among these models, we found that Yu and Li's model is a geometric model. It shows somehow good prediction of the soil tortuosity values. But it's a moderate prediction, and so we tried to see whether we can model the tortuosity values. We tried for Pareto transfer functions. Since we had 100 soil samples with us, we did the chemical and physical properties of the model, and we tried to develop a Pareto transfer function. But Pareto transfer function worked well with our soil, but it requires a lots of measurement. We have to measure all the basic physical properties, including the texture, the organic carbon, the particle size distribution, and then we can see whether they are relating to the soil tortuosity or not. So recently we came across the concept of wisdom of crowds, which says that if we can average a few models, it can predict some properties in a better way. So we chose the ensemble model approach. Since our soil were 100 soil from a very large geographical area, before going for the ensemble modeling, we did a clustering of our soils. We did the fuzzy C-mean clustering of our soil based on tortuosity and porosity values. And here we plotted the cluster mean tortuosity and cluster mean porosity values. And we could see that we had 7 distinct clusters in our soil and one of the cluster is an outlier. So for the modeling from now onwards, we took the 7th cluster as an outlier and the rest of the 6 clusters are clubbed together And these 75 soil samples are used by us for our modeling. So there are various ensemble models that are available in literature. All of them that we took are deterministic ensemble models, which includes both simple mean of the models and also the weighted mean. And also we took a Bayesian model and averaging, which takes the weight as the conditional probability that each of the model gives the best prediction. So these are our results of the ensemble models. We divided the soil into calibration and validation data, into calibration and validation before modeling. And we found that the mean multiple linear regression, unconstrained multiple linear regression, taking the 7 individual models that I have already shown, is showing the good result, and it has a significant increase in the R-square and RMSE values. But these are taking the 7 models, individual models that we chose. So next what we did, we took all the combination of the 7 models. We took the 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6 combinations of the 7 models, and there are 119 models that we tried. And we saw that the multiple linear regression combination of model 4, which is given by Yu and Lee, model 5, which is given by Duplessis and Maslia, and model 7, which is given by Ghanvarian and his co-workers, were showing a pretty much good prediction for our soil tortuosity values. And since the model given by Yu and Lee is a geometric model, and the model given by Ghanvarian et al. Is a percolation theory-based model, so our thinking is that soil naturally shows both geometric as well as fractal properties, and that might be the reason why, if we are pulling together these three models, it is showing somehow good result for the tortuosity, the variation in the tortuosity values of soil. We also did the similar thing for the 25 soil samples that were outlier, but we could not, I am not confident about the modeling results because it may show overfitting because of the less number of samples that is present in it. So this is my concluding slide, and this is to show how our model is predicting the tortuosity value. This is the tortuosity values versus the porosity value. The solid line is the model given by Yu and Lee, which was showing the best among the individual models. And the dotted line is the ensemble model that we have predicted. As you can see, our ensemble model was showing pretty much good prediction and was able to capture the variation in the tortuosity values of soil right from the porosity value from 0.6 to porosity value of 0.2, which is naturally found in soil. So this is my work, and
thank you. I think we have time for questions, right? Any questions from the audience?
Yes, sir.
Do your model seems to get organic matter at all?
Yeah, we developed a Pedro transfer function models which took organic matter into consider, but this ensemble model is solely based on soil porosity values. No other physical properties are taken into it.
So the porosity can be due to partly due to organic matter?
Yeah, it could be tried. Yeah.
Any other questions? I have a question for you.
Yes.
I really like this little soil bag there. So
yes.
How does it exactly work? Can you give me a quick rundown on the method?
No, we took out this much cylindrical cores,
okay,
intact soil cores, and then we curved it with hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then we made the spheres. We take the measurement, like 12 or 13 measurements of the diameter to see whether it confers to a sphere,
okay,
and then we tied it with a nylon cloth,
mm-hmm,
to do the experiment.
And then you look how the water diffuses into the.
We took pentafluorobenzoic acid, mm-hmm, as a solute. We dipped these balls in pentafluorobenzoic acid and then took it up once it gets saturated,
okay,
and then we tried to see the diffusion, and we measured the concentration through UV visible spectrophotometer.
Thank you.